Welcome back, Elliot. I'm British Documentary Mail, and today we're turning our attention to one of the fastest moving areas in modern technology, major releases and updates from leading artificial intelligence labs. The headlines can arrive at a dizzying pace. A new model appears with claims of stronger reasoning, better coding, faster responses, or more natural voice and image capabilities. Then come the practical details. Who can actually use it? What does it cost? Is it available through an app, an API, or a business platform? What limits apply? And has the lab changed its safety policies, usage restrictions, or approach to sensitive tasks? Those details matter, because a model launch is rarely just a technical event. It can affect how people write software, conduct research, serve customers, create media, and automate everyday work. A meaningful price reduction may make an ambitious product economically viable. A new access tier may bring powerful capabilities to a wider audience or reserve them for larger customers. A broad integration into phones, office tools, search products, or cloud services can matter more than a benchmark result, simply because it changes how many people encounter the technology. We'll also keep a careful eye on credibility. Company demonstrations can be informative, but they are designed to present a product at its best. Benchmarks offer useful comparisons, yet their significance depends on how tests were selected, administered, and interpreted. Independent evaluations, real-world reports, technical documentation, and transparent limitations can help us distinguish a genuine advance from a polished announcement. Just as importantly, we'll consider the changing boundaries around these systems. Safety frameworks, acceptable use rules, release conditions, and safeguards can shape what a model is permitted to do, how developers may deploy it, and what responsibilities businesses take on when they adopt it. The aim is not merely to follow every announcement. It is to develop a durable way of judging which changes are material, which claims deserve confidence, and what each development could mean in practice. So as the stream of launches continues, what signals will help us tell a consequential shift from ordinary noise?